Community activists and local leaders in Miami are campaigning to save a gutted old inner-city building called the Hampton House Motel. It's choked with weeds and covered in graffiti. In the days when Miami was segregated, Josephine Baker stayed there. So did Martin Luther King. And civil rights campaigns were plotted in the motel's meeting rooms. The building is slated to be demolished. NPR's Philip Davis reports the community wants to stop the Wreckers Ball and return some of the former glory to the building.
When word went out last week that a demolition permit had been pulled for the Hampton House Motel, community activists quickly called a rally. But the band had to play outside and the podium had to be set up on the sidewalk because the group wasn't able to get inside the building. Just as well, a look inside through a metal grate revealed little but trash and trees growing wild in the motel's courtyard. But when many black Miamians look at the building, they see it through the prism of a happier past.
Miami, Florida, where the torch of friendship signifies a welcome to good people of all races and creeds. Home of the Hampton House, a home away from home to thousands of visitors from states of the United States and many foreign lands who seek the fabulous Florida sunshine.
Back in the 60s, the Hampton House Motel was the in place to be for well-known African-American visitors with its jazz club and poolside lounge. Enid Pinckney, the former president of the Miami-Dade Heritage Trust, lives around the corner from the Hampton House Motel. She says it should be treated as a Miami landmark.
This is the place where Dr. Martin Luther King had press conferences, where he said his I Have a Dream speech here before he said it in Washington. This is the place where Jackie Robinson came, Althea Gibson, many people. I don't know if I said Muhammad Ali, but all of the people who were celebrities of the day came to the Hampton House because it was a pleasant place to stay.
And, she says, because blacks were not allowed to stay in the hotels of Miami Beach at that time.
Because of segregation, it was against the law. And they did not want to violate the law. So they had to stay in the best place they could find to stay, which was at the Hampton House.
By the early 70s, the motel was in decline as other hotels opened to black guests. It finally closed in 1972. Local businessman Simon Trojecki now owns the building. Trojecki did not return calls yesterday. Activists say it'll cost at least $400,000 to acquire and restore the motel. There's no plan yet on how that money will be raised, but the project has the support of many local politicians, including County Mayor Alex Pinellas and the neighborhood state representative Dorothy Bendras Mendingal.
The financial end is not that great. It's not that great. As the mayor said, for other projects that we've ventured into and for other projects that we've worked hard to save, this is a drop in the bucket.
The building was recently granted a stay of its demolition order, and the county will review its case next month. It's unlikely that the Hampton House Motel will ever become a motel and nightclub again. If it survives, the building will probably become a community center where residents and local school children can experience history close to home. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.